Let us pray. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Be with us, almighty shepherd, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 10 and verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. John chapter 10 and verse 16. The Lord Jesus Christ, his parables were sharp, clear and pointed. But we rather lose the point of them because we don't have the same outlook as the people then. But you have to remember that a shepherd then had to face very real difficulties. In Dimnat, where we lived in the Atlas Mountains, the people told a story of a shepherd who the shepherds used to live when they brought their sheep into that area, because they moved them round, in caves in a hill, and they cut notches in a log and leant it against the cave mouth and would sleep up there. It was a little way up the cliff face, and the sheep would be at the bottom. And one night the wolves came, and the people often spoke of the man who'd done it. He ran down the ladder and lost his life fighting for the sheep with the wolves. And those Atlas wolves are real and fierce. They also have leopards and wild boar and various other things up there. Well, now, that's the Lord Jesus Christ speaking about the shepherd. And he says that there is another fold, it means another flock, and that there shall be one fold and one shepherd. What is he speaking about? Now, the very first thing I want you to note is he's speaking about the future. He's prophesying. He was the great prophet. And part of his job as a shepherd is to prophesy. And the reason you and I are safe is because, as we were singing now, that tomorrow is in the hands of the Lord Jesus, and he's told us what's happening. God doth nothing, but he revealeth it unto his servants the prophets. And the great prophet is the Lord Jesus. Once I was distributing here in Wolverhampton, up in the Blakenhall flats, with a little leaflet we produced from church and took round to everybody, and in it I said that the Lord Jesus was the last and greatest prophet. And a Muslim phoned me up and then wrote to me and said that it was a terrible thing to say that the Lord Jesus was the last and greatest prophet, but he is. You know why Christianity prospered so well in the first days of its being? One major reason was the Lord Jesus foretold exactly what happened to Jerusalem, and nobody else foretold it, and he was right to the last T, and therefore people believed. They saw that the Lord Jesus was a prophet. So then the first way that you and I are safe as a flock or a fold is really means a hedge or a wall or a fence, but this word here is a flock. The reason you and I are safe as a flock is not that we have any visible wall, we don't. And in one sense, I glory in the fact that the walls are coming down round us. Because over the centuries, we've built up a position. And that position has been misused by the shepherds. So that the idol, I-D-O-L, shepherd, spoken of by Zechariah, exists. And God says that his sword will be on his right arm and cut it off, and his right arm will be darkened. And what it means is these false shepherds, God will render them powerless and visionless. They will see nothing. But our shepherd has seen all that's coming, and it's wonderful to see how he's prophesied every last thing that's coming. So we're safe because he has prophesied much more than that. He says, none shall pluck them out of my hand. And he said, my Father which gave them to me is greater than all. We are safe. Now, around us are ravening wolves, and we are the flock. and we have troubles. Now, we are told here not to worry too much about our troubles, because there is another flock. What the Lord Jesus meant was that the Jews are one flock and the Gentiles another. Now, at that moment, no Gentiles were gathered, because the Lord Jesus said he came not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So he didn't come to the Gentiles. When a Gentile woman came to him from Samaria, he said, "Is it meet to cast the take the children's food and cast it to the dogs?" He didn't go to the Gentiles, he went to Israel. And he's the shepherd of Israel. But you remember, while God said in the Old Testament he was the shepherd of Israel, and often speaks of himself as such, the Lord Jesus speaks of himself as a personal shepherd. Now, he never says he's the shepherd of the Gentiles as a group, although lots of people are teaching that today, but that he is the shepherd of certain chosen, called and faithful Gentiles. And one of the most wonderful things in the Bible is that this is coming to pass, because we Gentiles also have been called, and we are children of Abraham by faith, and we share the privileges of God's children. Now, that is the other fold, the other flock that the Lord Jesus has, and he says he will bring them. What does he mean? Well, Peter calls himself an under-shepherd. And Peter says, when the great shepherd shall appear, the the head or chief or prince shepherd shall appear. And so there is a chief shepherd and there are under-shepherds. Now, I speak to you as under-shepherds, everyone, because you are responsible for the flock of God. And what we are told to do is to lay down our lives for the flock. Now, Tertullian was very, very strict against any minister who ran away, and said that all ought to be defrocked, and Tertullian was so angry that he went and joined the Montanists, who also said the same thing. The Donatists in North Africa, who were another group like the Montanists but different, said that they were against the Christian church because it wasn't strict enough. And they went round the streets and villages with clubs beating up the Christians when they met them. Augustine had to face both groups. And what Augustine said was that there are certain circumstances when, if the under-shepherd ran away, he was not doing wrong, because Jesus said, if they persecute in one city, flee to another. So we have under-shepherds who flee and under-shepherds who stand. You have Jewell at the Reformation who ran, and you have Hooper who stood. But both were called of God, and both men were under shepherds. It didn't make them less so. Now, the truth of the matter here is this. My wife and I joined a mission which we knew from childhood called BCMS, the Bible Churchmen's Missionary Society, and their literature was Other Sheep. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. And as a child I grew up on this verse, other sheep. And my parents and my grandparents went seeking other sheep in other lands, in Iran and in India, and we went to Morocco. And all my life as a Christian I've known that my job was to seek other sheep, and God, while we had the strength and ability to do it, set us onto the task. And I've never been sorry at all. Now, we as under-shepherds are to actively seek. We're to seek the other sheep, which are not of this fold. And that means this. First, you can be too narrow. Far too narrow. There are some people who are so narrow that, as Spurgeon put it, unless they groan to we groan to their tune, they do not accept us as Christians. Well, we don't have to be like that. There are people who sing and laugh and who think differently to us, and they're God's children. And if he called them, who are we to reject them? And if he has set his seal upon them, who are we to take away that seal? We may not agree with them in everything, but they're God's own children. And I believe they'll be found right across in many strange corners. There's many, many such people hidden. Now, the other sheep, God is working on this other fold. It's coming in just as Jesus prophesied. And it's coming in like the stars of the sky and like the waves of the sea. It's endless and it's glorious and coming in enormous numbers. Now, our enemies are waking to that. And what they are doing is seeking to stop it. So all the time, the Christians are in trouble abroad. We've seen how Omar and Malika have been in trouble. We've seen how other Christians in China and India and right across the world are in trouble. The enemy of souls is at them. But we don't have to sit like, say, the BBC do and prophesy with glee the end of Christianity. All we have to do is believe the words of the Lord Jesus. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And he does so. Now I want to take you just one other scene before we close. And that is those sheep who will not hear the shepherd's voice. They run and they go away. Sheep are like that. Sheep just are willful and disappear. God crooks them with his word. God throws stones before them with the troubles they encounter. God draws them back, but they will not come. And ultimately, God lets people go the way they will. But God then says that he will raise them up shepherds. And you can see it if you want to. It's in Zechariah and chapter 11. And it's the end verses from verse 15. He says, "And the Lord said unto me, take thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that is broken, nor feed that standeth still. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat, and tear their claws in pieces. Woe to the idle shepherd that leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened." What God says is that he will raise up the people, shepherds worthy of them. And if they refuse to be his, well then he has others. He says, "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers." Now, they're saying that we Christians have Islamophobia, and that this is the latest phrase going around, that we are not to be trusted on Islam because we have this fear of Islam which is unreasonable and wrong. But I believe and will say to my dying day that there is a false shepherd in Islam, and that that false shepherd will do much damage. I see one Muslim MP in our parliament has just prophesied that this land will be Muslim within 30 years. Well, let him prophesy. I remember the rotten plot in James II's time, and I remember how it all fell through in 3 weeks. We were almost made a Roman Catholic land, and the gospel almost put out of this land, but God cut it off, and the king fled, and Judge Jeffreys was caught dressed as a coal heaver trying to escape down the Thames in a barge. God can cut off every plot. You read Esther. And only God's timing saved the people. And only where God put people saved them. Now I believe that God will raise up and help us. And I ask him to. But I note that our land, which has had vast revivals and great blessing from the Lord, is behaving in a totally unworthy way. Now you will note that the shepherds provided, it says, "I will cut off 3 shepherds in 1 month." And that means kings of Israel. The shepherds are all also the politicians and the leaders of the land, and God has them as his evil shepherds, just like the scribes and Pharisees, thieves and robbers, he said. They come not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I have a shepherd. I gave my heart to the shepherd many a year ago, and I've never been sorry. This shepherd has borne me in his arms. He's carried me through difficulties. He's saved me from myself. He's saved me from many, many situations. He's lifted me up. He's been to me a rearward and a shield and a defense. He's been eyes and ears to me and a way across the desert. He's helped me against the enemy. Me, and he struck with mighty blows those who got in my way between me and the kingdom. I believe in this shepherd, and I will follow this shepherd till I die, and I want to be an under shepherd who is not ashamed before him, but can give an account of the flock, and have not torn the flock, nor eaten the fat and taken their wool and sold it, nor slaughtered them and chopped them in pieces, or allowed the strong of the flock to fight with the weak and muddy the waters with their feet and not allow the weaker ones to drink. I long and long to be a good, good under shepherd, and one who need not be ashamed when the sheep are divided from the goats in that day, and when we shall stand and our feet shall stand in thy courts, O Lord, in Jerusalem the golden, in Jerusalem the mother of us all, which is above. God grant that we may bring sheep from other folds, and there may be a unity there never was on earth, one fold under one shepherd. I long to disappear in him, hand over my little rod to his great rod, hand over everything I have in life, and just sink into him, because he is the shepherd. Hence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel, the rock and defense. Amen.